Drive-Through Decision by Marnie Spencer, based on a true story. They observed to keep the Sabbath day holy unto the Lord. Jerem, chapter 1, verse 5. Jacob and Abby walked to their car in the church parking lot. Their mom and younger sister, Sylvie, were waiting for them. Mom looked tired. She was going to have a baby soon, and Jacob knew she felt tired a lot.
"I'll be glad when your dad gets home from his work trip on Tuesday,"
Mom said.
"Me too,"
Jacob said.
"I'm hungry,"
Sylvie said. Jacob was hungry too.
"I don't know what we're going to have for lunch,"
Mom said.
"I didn't feel well yesterday, and I didn't go to the store like I planned to,"
she sighed.
"I think we might need to go out for lunch today."
"Really?"
"Just this once,"
Mom said.
"We'll go through the drive-thru. I'm too tired to cook."
Jacob sat in the back of the car, feeling confused. His family didn't go out to eat very often, and it was a real treat. But he was thinking about something he had learned in primary a few weeks ago. He learned about keeping the Sabbath day holy. His teacher said that Sunday is the Lord's Day, and that the prophets have said we shouldn't go to stores, restaurants, or movies on Sunday. Jacob knew he had promised to keep the commandments, but he really didn't want to miss out on lunch. And it wasn't as if they did this all the time. As they got closer to the restaurant, Jacob didn't like the way he was feeling. He said a silent prayer that he would know what to do. They pulled up to the drive-thru. Mom rolled down the window and said,
"I'd like a cheeseburger and a salad, please."
Then Abby and Sylvie gave their orders. Jacob was next.
"Jacob, what do you want?"
Mom asked. In a quiet voice, Jacob said,
"Nothing."
Mom looked surprised.
"Aren't you hungry?"
"I just don't want anything,"
Jacob said. There was a silence in the car, and then Abby said,
"I think Jacob doesn't want to break the Sabbath."
Mom turned around and looked at Jacob.
"Well, Jacob is right."
She turned back to the window and said,
"We've changed our minds. We're going home for lunch."
"You mean I don't get my hamburger?"
Sylvie asked as they drove away.
"You get something better. You get to keep the commandments and honor the Lord's Day. We can have eggs and toast at home. That will be quick and good."
"Maybe later Abby and I can make some cookies,"
Jacob said.
"That would be fine,"
Mom said.
"But I've already had a treat today. I've had a reminder that we can always choose the right, even when other people are doing something they shouldn't. You set a good example for our family today, Jacob. I'm proud of you."
Jacob smiled as they drove home. The confused feeling was gone. He knew that what he felt now was better than any restaurant lunch.
Sidebar. I love to ice skate. I tried out for a big skating team and I did well, but I didn't make the team. Before the results were posted, the coach told my mom that the team would be practicing almost every Sunday. I know it was a blessing to not make it because I wanted to keep the Sabbath day holy. I decided to skate with the younger team on Saturdays. It hurt on the inside that I didn't make the big team, but I know Heavenly Father is happy when we keep the commandments. Krista W., age 10, California.
End of the story. Drive-Through Decision by Marnie Spencer.